When I was a kid growing up in St. Louis, I was fascinated by the river. The river, of course, being the Mississippi, something that we share here in New Orleans. I was fascinated by its breadth and by the currents and by vessels which could look so small upon it. And I was fascinated by its power. And that fascination was fed somewhat, being a true kid from Missouri, by reading at a young age some of the stories written by Mark Twain, Tom Sawyer, and Huck Finn, and what a key role the river played in them, especially Huck Finn, which some would argue is the greatest American novel ever. I tend to agree with that. It's an interesting thing to reflect about a river and about passage on a river. And of course, if you know the adventures of Huckleberry Finn, you know that so much of the adventure consists of Huck and Jim traveling downriver on a raft, the current taking them where it's going to take them. And very often in the novel, it stands in strong contrast to those incidents where instead of people traveling by raft, there are people by steamboat, powerful and noisy, often having to, rather than go with the current, having to fight against the current, going upriver. Well, believe it or not, that's my introduction to just a few thoughts about the season of Advent. You know, we began this holy season just a week or so ago, and it's not a very long season. It, like and the season of Lent, have certain things in common. They're both seasons of preparation. In Lent, we prepare for the celebration of Easter. Of course, in Advent, we celebrate, we anticipate, we prepare for the celebration of Christmas. And liturgically, there are certain similarities. Purple tends to be the color of both those seasons. And in some ways, also activity. That is to say that they're, in some degree, seasons of penance. But they're not the same season. I think Lent is kind of an easy season. And you say, like, what's he talking about? Well, it's a very Catholic season. We don't always do it, and I sometimes have joked that in New Orleans, the season of Lent lasts more like 40 hours than it does 40 days because we have all these other things that kind of distract us, parades and galas and stuff. But Lent is kind of really appeals to Catholics because we Catholics like to do things. We like to make sacrifices. We like to give things up. Sure, it may be tough at times, but we kind of like a sense of achievement. And I would argue even a certain sense of control that comes along by saying, this is my goal, I'm going to do this. Right? So it's a very Catholic season. I got to tell you, I think Advent is a much tougher season to really celebrate in the way that is richest for us in terms of what this season is about. I like to think of Lent as being like on a speedboat. And we're going upriver. And we're in control of the speedboat. And it's tough, and we got to struggle, and we got to fight against things, especially against our own selves to some degree. It's tough. And if we do Lent right, in that sense, we're pretty exhausted by the time we reach our goal. Advent, in contrast, is like being on a raft. It's like letting go. The goal of Advent is not to get busier or more intense or to do more. I would argue that the goal of Advent is to do less, to become more passive, to let our lives more and more be controlled, not by our own drive, not by our own action, but by God's drive, by God's action. To be on a raft that takes us gently but without hesitation to the goal, which is a deeper relationship with God. And that's tough, because at the best of times, we're always people of action. And then we look at all the things that surround us during the season and all the things that have to be done, and maybe especially in a calendar year like this one, in which the days between Thanksgiving and Christmas are fewer than usual, and the things we have to do, and it just feels manic and frantic, and it's just the opposite of what the Lord is inviting us into. Advent has some patron saints. We heard about one of them in today's reading, John the Baptist, one of the prophets. And indeed, the Advent season begins with a special focus on any number of the prophets, who, as you know, are not fortune tellers or future tellers, but are people who speak the truth with love and often with strength. And the message of John the Baptist is really the same as the message of all his predecessors as prophets. It's to repentance. But what does repentance really mean? Repentance is a willingness to be transformed, to let God transform us. In that way, it's very passive. It's like being on that raft. I want to open up my life and my heart so that God's transforming grace will enter into my life. I don't have to do anything, unless somehow or other praying to be a little quieter and a little less active is doing it. And if we have any doubts about that as what Advent is supposed to be about, then just hold your breath for a little bit and then realize that after the prophets, where is the focus? Who are the patron saints of Advent? Joseph and Mary. Joseph, from whom we have not a single word in Scripture. We know about him from two of the Gospels, but we don't have any recorded word. I suppose he got a few words in his life, but his words didn't matter. What mattered were the attitudes of his heart. And Mary, whose words are few but so important, "Thy will be done. You be in control. I may not understand what you want, but what you desire is what I desire. That much I know. Now do with me as you will." The gift of quiet, the gift of holy passivity. You know, I've been thinking a lot about Christmas, not with the anticipation that a child would, but thinking about all the wonderful customs that we associate. And to me, there's none more beautiful than the manger scenes. And I think that's kind of the goal, isn't it? Those hymns that remind us that what we do is come before the manger scene in silence and just absorb all the joy and the beauty that God wants us to recognize in that. Not for its richness, far from it, but for the totality of God's desire to be with us. For the totality of God's gift that evokes in us a sense of wonder and a sense of awe and a sense of generosity in return. That for me is Advent. And that's always my prayer for myself, and if I can be so bold as to say, a prayer for all of us gathered in this church today. That as we continue in these weeks, as we continue in these days, few as they might be, that rather than trying to do more, we try to do less. Right? Rather than trying to show by what we do that we are such good Catholics, that we show ourselves to be true Christians by being quiet, by letting our hearts be open to that message of repentance, to letting our hearts be open to that reality of being transformed by the beauty, by the awesomeness, by the joy of that manger season, where very soon we will all come to adore.